We left off in the middle of the discussion on Yud Beis Amud Aleph of to what extent does the Odon have rights over his Eved Knaini. There's an Eved Ivri and there's an Eved Knaini, two different years. In Eved Ivri, the Odon is Mechuyev and Mezaynah, so Eved Ivri is Mechuyev and Mezaynah Shishtoi, Obanov. Pasuk says, when is Yotze B'sheish, Sebiyatzehu B'yishtoimai. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim that what do you mean, Yotze Ishto? The wife was never sold as an Eved Ivri. So it means that the Kozman that the Eved was sold, so the Odin is Mechuyev, not only in Mezaynah, so Eved is Mechuyev and Mezaynah Ishto as well. But the Eved Knaini, it's clear from the Gemara, if the Eved Knaini doesn't earn that much money, how much do you need to live on every day? Two tuna fish sandwiches, let's say $10. If the Eved Knaini is old and frail and he's not able to function, and he doesn't even earn $10 a day, then the Odin is not mechuyev in mezaynah isak. You have to see to it he doesn't die. He's a human being. He's a chayv mitzvus keisha. Even if he's not chayv mitzvus, even if he's a nochri, you don't let him die. You have to see to it that he remains alive. There's a discussion whether there's a chiyuv tzedakah or not. It's unclear in the Gemara whether there is a chiyuv tzedakah or there's not a chiyuv tzedakah. There's a din of tzedakah to nochrim as well, but there's a stronger din of tzedakah to Jews. The Rambam writes that there's a din of tzedakah to nochrim. The pasuk says, "V'racham av akol masav." There's a chiyuv. You have to take care of the behemoths also. The Gemara learns that from that pasuk. All animals are included. Rachma Okamasu, certainly Nochrim. The Gemara says Mafarnes Emani Akum. The Gemara has later. What if the Nochri is an Ovid Avod Zar? So then the Gemara says, then he doesn't really deserve to get Tzedakah Ovid Avod Zar. He deserves to be punished. So the Gemara says Mafarnes Emani Akum Emani Yisom Pnei Dark Yishon. But if he's not an Ovid Avod Zar, he's just a plain Nochri who deserves the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Ninoach. So then there's a Chiyuv Tzedakah Mitam Rachma Bakol Masel. That's a chiyuv bin adam le'atzma. It's a chiyuv midas. It's not a shibud bin adam l'chavera. To a Jew, there's a shibud bin adam l'chavera. A meshubud to give him the tzedakah. To a nochri, it's the same as like a rachma v'kol ma'isav, like on the behem. So you have to act in a decent fashion.
So the Christian,
we usually assume that Christianity is avodah zarah, even for nochrim. The Ramah, quoted by the Shach, the Ramah, we don't have this Ramah in Yerudeya. It's in the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour. So the Shach quotes the Ramah, who assumes that Christianity is only Avodah Zarah as far as Jews are concerned. As far as Nochrim are concerned, their definition of Avodah Zarah as one of the Sheva Mitzvah in Erech is much more lenient. So the Ramah and the Shach have adopted the position. They understood that Tosfos and Sanhedrin is saying, Tosfos and Bcharis and Tosfos and Sanhedrin, that Ben Erech are not Muzer Ala Shituv. If they worship the invisible God in heaven plus another two partners, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So the Ramon, the Shach understand, but Enoch and not Muzra al Ashitov, as long as they're worshipping the invisible God, even though they worship others as well, that's not Avodah Zarah. And many Achrayim disagree, the Nadi Yehuda and many others, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes them, and Minchas Chinuch says, they claim that that's a total distortion of what Tosfos said. Tosfos was talking about a different thing, about the Binishba B'Shem Avodah Zarah. If you have a court case with a Christian, and the court is going to say that if he swears, he'll be putter from paying. He's going to swear by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, Lehishaveya b'shem avodah zarah, by us is an Issa. And by Nochrim, Tosfos says, Lehuzra al Ashitav does mean they're not in violation of an Issa if they worship avodah zarah b'shitav. They're not in violation if they swear by avodah zarah. That's not actual worshipping avodah zarah, even if they wouldn't swear b'shitav. They'll swear only by a totem pole. That also, Tosfos Alpi Pashtus is saying that Lehishaveya, the shame of Avodah Zarah, is not an Issa for Goyim, only actual Avodah Zarah itself. So that's a Shiloh. Most assume that the Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Not only for the Jews, for sure it's Avodah Zarah, even for the Bnei Noach, it's also considered Avodah Zarah. So here the Gemara has a discussion. Machlekes Tanakamer, Rab Shimon Gamliel, can the Eved insist Bishnei Batzores that there's hardly any Mezonos to go around for everybody? So can the Eved insist to the Yadon that he should free him, otherwise they're not going to give him enough, he's afraid he's going to die? Or should you assume like the Chachamim, nah, whoever is going to be kind enough to give Mezaynus to the Bnei Chayrin will give Mezaynus to the Avodim as well? So that was my Kech, the Chazal Inshi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the Eved has a right b'shnei batzos to insist hotzien lecherus kech nechazel inshim rachman alai, that you should give me some food to eat. The Chachamim say three lines in the bottom, man rachman abenechar Eved nami ruchumim rachman. No, you'll get the same rachmanis even if you'll remain an Eved, and that's not a cause for me to free you. So Tosis in Bava Kamma that Rabbi Kevegi refers you to daf peches amanal. Tosis is not sure how to read the Gemara. It sounds from the Gemara as if the ikar chiyuv tzedakah is only to Yisraelim. There's no chiyuv tzedakah to the Eved Kenani, even though he's chayv mitzvus keisha, just like to anochri. It's only ben adam liatzma. It's a din of midas. V'racham aval kol masav. It's not a shibud ben adam lachaver. That's what Tosis says. You get the impression from the Gemara like that, but they're not sure. So you can't really prove conclusively whether the shaila is because there in Bava Kamma the Gemara says Eved Kenani is pasul la'edus because it says kasher zamam lasis lo'achiv mishiyesh lo achva, and Eved Kenani ain't lo achva because Eved ain't lo yachas. So that's how we know that the Eved Kenani is pasul la'edus. So Tosfos says there are a lot of psukim in Chumash where the word achim appears. For example, by tzedakah it says lani yechal ev yoncha liachicha laniach lav yoncha biyatzecha. It talks about giving tzedakah liachicha liachecha. So should you say that Eved Kenani is not included in achicha? So they're not sure. They say the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like not, but it's not necessarily muchach. So again, so there clearly is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv mizaynus. The odin is not muchiyuv to give mizaynus to the Eved Kenani. If the Eved Kenani he's not even able to function to the extent that he can earn $10 worth of money every day, enough to buy breakfast and supper, then the Yodin is not mechuyev in Mizaynus more than anybody else. We're all mechuyev to see to it that he doesn't die. We have to chiyev tzedakah. The whole community has a chiyev, but there's no more of a chiyev on the Yodin than on anybody else. Not like an Eved Ivri. That's a gzeres hakasav. The Yodin is mechuyev in the Mizaynus of the Eved Ivri with his wife and his children. But the Gemara had a shaila. What's the din? Yochel harav loy malevet asay mei veinu zaynach. Does the Odin have the right to insist the Eved Kenani should work his head off? And he's going to make, let's say, $5,000 a day. This Eved Kenani is a surgeon. He's an expert surgeon. So he's going to make thousands of dollars every day. So the Odin can take away every single penny, even the basic $10 that he needs in order to buy food for himself. It's stupid. It's foolish. Why should a person want to do like that? So the Eved won't be able to function if he's not going to let him eat the normal meals, and he's not going to be happy. He's going to want to run away. He's going to give the Odin a hard time. The Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, on Yud Beis Amud Beis, that if someone is Magdish as Eved Kenani, so the Gizba Shel Hegdish will certainly be interested in giving the Eved Kenani steak dinners and dessert and ice cream and nash and everything. Hadofa also, he's not just going to give Mamish a tuna fish sandwich for breakfast and for supper. Because he wants Eved Kenani to be healthy, he wants him to be able to function, well, he wants him to be in a good mood. So that's on the top of Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Velei melei hegdish." If someone was magdish, is Eved Kenani. So let the gizba hegdish say, "I only want to give you $10 a day, that you should be able to eat two meals a day." So the Gemara says, "No, that's foolish." The Gemara says, "Hegdish gufa nichalek echdelashbachavdei." The gizba shel hegdish wants the Eved to enjoy life. He wants him to remain healthy. Wants him to have extra food. He'll do a good job. The Gemara is talking about a foolish Adon who doesn't think. The Gemara wants to know, strictly speaking, is the Adon entitled to all of the Maisei Daima of the Eved, every single penny, and then where's the Eved going to get Mizaynus from? We'll have to figure that out. So we'll have to go Shnore, have to go ask for Tzedakah. Or should I assume that the Adon is entitled, either, how does a person become an Eved Kenani? Either he sells himself as an Eved Kenani, or the army won a war, so they take over the whole territory that they won. They take over the karka, the metalkalim, and the people. And the people belong to the government of the winning army, and they have a right to sell them as an Eved Kenani. So there are two ways to buy an Eved Kenani, either by Kibush Muhammad, your kind of Eved Kenani, or the Eved Kenani sells himself. So maybe we should say that you only have a right to own an Eved Kenani. A person owns an Eved Kenani. Kishora b'chamoro. It's not exactly kishora. Shora, you have a right to shecht the shor and to eat it. You have a right to kill the shor. The Eved Kenani is a human being. You have no right to kill him. You have no right to torture him. You have to treat him like a human being. But as far as the Mammon is concerned, the Gemara has an expression that you own the Eved Kenani kishora b'chamoro. The Gemara Bava Kamma has such an expression. So should I say the Adon owns the Abiknani Kishor Bachamorah, he owns 100% Maisi Yodah, and there's no Chiyuv Mezoinus at all? Or should I say, no, that cannot be. That's impossible. The Adon, you cannot own a person as an Abiknani with respect to the basic $10 that he needs in order to stay alive. You can only own him with respect to the extra amount. The basic $10, not that the Adon is mechuyev mizayin, is not mechuyev. If the Eved doesn't earn any living, so the Adon is not mechuyev to give more mizayinus more than anybody else. The whole community has to put up the mizayinus. But the shaila was, is it possible to say that the Adon owns an Eved Knaini even on the basic $10 that he needs every day? Well, no, that's out of the question. So the Gemara so far didn't really prove one way or the other. The Gemara sounds like they assumed that both Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Chachamim, they both hold Ein Rav Yochaloi Malai Verasemi Ben Yizar. But you can reinterpret it. Taisa says on Amid Beis, you can reinterpret that too. Taisa Dima Maschal Shma Minas says, it's not Mukhrach. The Gemara says, Toshma. Omar Rav, let's see, what does Rav have to say? Until then, we were trying to prove from a Mishnah, from a Braisa, from Tanoim. Now we ready. We used up all the Tanoim. We're gonna go down to the level of Amorim. Okay. So first is Rav. So Rav says Hamagdishi de Avdo. What does it mean Hamagdishi de Avdo? Also, whoever he's not Magdish the Eved. If you're Magdish the Eved, that's one thing. Tosis points out there's a Gemara later that says if a person says I hereby declare my Eved Knani as Hegdish, what he meant to say was that he's Meshacha the Eved Knani. Unless he makes it explicit, I make him hegdish leberek abayis. I make him hegdish ledomov lemizbeach. I want the gizba to auction off the eved, and the money that they'll get from the highest bidder should go towards buying a korban oil, a korban shlomim, like a mincha, whatever. That's kedushas domim lemizbeach, kedushas berek abayis, whatever. So if he says explicitly, I'm donating my Eved to Berek Abayis, I'm donating my Eved Kedushas Damim Lamizbeth for Korban Oilo, so be it. If he just says, I'm Magdish, my Eved Knaini, so Tosis quotes a Gemara, L'kamon, Daf Lamenches, that we have the right to assume that what he meant was not that it should become Hegdish, what he really meant was, Lehevi Am Kodesh Goma. Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem Lokecho, it means he's freeing the Eved Knaini. So how does that help? He's Meshachar the Eved Knaini. He's mafke the Eved Knaini. He makes him free. When you mafke the Eved Knaini, you cancel the kinyan mamon. The kinyan iser doesn't lend itself to hefker. So that's a machlekes later. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. What's it then? Hamafke Rab the Yotzel Acheres. The hefker is chal on the kinyan mamon. So do you say zorach get shichur? That's how we pass. You still need a shtar shichur to cancel the kinyan iser that you have on the Eved Knaini. Or should I say, no, mafka av diyotza l'cheres v'ein is all good shit. Once the Kenyan mamon is paka, because he was mafkam, so the Kenyan isa is also paka. So we're not talking about such a case. We're not talking neither a case that he said, I declared the Eved Knaini as Hegdish l'bedek abayis, nor did he say, I declared the Eved Knaini as Kodesh. Then we assume he probably means lehevi am Kodesh kama, he's meshachar him, he's mafka him. He rather says, he's magdish maisa yedei avdo. How can you be magdish maisa yadayim of the Eved? The Eved didn't earn that income yet. The Eved is going to be a surgeon. So tomorrow is going to make $5,000. Next day is going to make $5,000. Next day make $25,000. Halavah. Surgeons don't make so much. So let's say if you want to be magdish maisa yaday avda. So chadovish la boli yoylam. So it's a machlekes hatanaim. Rav Meir holds you can make a hegdish and a dovish la boli yoylam. You can make a kaddish a dovish la boli yoylam also. I can give a ring to a man and say, Hare bitech mukudeshusli, he doesn't have any daughters. His wife is expecting a baby. It's a 50-50 chance, maybe a boy, maybe a girl. If it's a girl, whoever it is, whatever the nature of the girl is, I want to marry her. A tippish. How does he know? Maybe she's going to be an idiot. Who knows what she's going to look like? Okay. So the Gemara has such a machleke satanayim, Rab Meir and Chacham. If you make kiddushin on a dovash lo baliyom, a man gives a get to a woman, he's not married to the woman yet. He says, if and when I marry you. Let's say he just needs to marry her in order to get the citizenship, but she's doing him a favor. She's an American citizen. He just wants to become a citizen. So she doesn't want to remain married to him. So he gives her a get in advance. He gives her the get. He says the get should be chal the day after the kedushin is chal. And then he gives the kedushin a day later. So if he gave her the get before he was married, the Gemara says that's a dovish lo baliyom. Even if he wrote the get, even if he didn't give the get before he was married, he wrote the get before he was married. The ksivas haget has to be lishma. That's considered shalor lishma. If you hold like Rav Meir that you can make a kinyan on a davar shel bal yadam, then you can write the get before you even got married. Then you can even give the get before you even get married. So Rav Machlek Zaman the Rabban, it goes by kiddushin, it goes by a get, and it goes by kinyanim, and it goes by hegdush also. Can you be magdush a davar shel bal yadam? So we passed and you cannot. So what in the world is Rav talking about? A magdush the avdo isav level. What's the problem? How's the hegdush chal? The answer is, there is a din. I can't sell you the peris that didn't grow yet. The peris that are going to grow on my farm in Shnas Tovshin Ayin, what is this year? Tovshin Samachtes. So next season is going to be Tovshin Ayin. So if I want to sell you the peris that are going to go Tovshin Ayin, that's a Dovash Lobaliyala. But if I sell you the field with respect to the peris that are going to grow Tovshin Ayin, so the field is a Dovash Baliyala. And why did the peris belong to me? If the field is mine, because I roi Ashbach. If the field is mine, then the peris that grow belong to me. So I have the right to be magdish the soda liperoi. So let's say I have a tree. So I have the right to be magdish if I own a tree, so the peris that grow on the tree belong to me. That's also aroi Ashbach. Aroi means akarka shali. Ara is karka. Aroi Ashbach. So I have a right to sell you dekel liperis. You can't sell peris dekel that didn't grow yet. That's the machleg zaman the rabbanon. We paskin, you cannot make a kinyan, it's not valid. Kinyan on a davish labayolim is not valid, but if you make a kinyan on a davish abaliyolim with respect to the davish labayolim, so dekala peris is acceptable. So the same is true regarding hegdish. That's what the Tosis quotes that from the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim, the Gemara in Ksubas like that. So the man has an Evet Kanaini. He's not declaring the whole Evet Kanaini should belong to Hegdish Berek Habayis. If he donates the Evet Kanaini to Berek Habayis, so be it. So the whole Evet Kanaini will belong to Berek Habayis. It's not always the case. Like it's Tosis quoted one line from Daf Lamed Ches, I declare my Evet Kanaini should be Kodesh. It's an umdana, he probably meant Lehevi Am Kodesh Koma, that he's freeing the Evet Kanaini, is being mafke the Kinyan Momen. But if he says, I give over my Evet Kanaini to Berek Habayis, then he becomes Hegdish Berek Habayis. He doesn't become Meshuchran. It all depends how he words it. You have to understand what he worded it. But if he says, I want to donate my Evet Kanaini to Berek Habayis with respect to Maisa Yodam, so that's a Dovish Aboli Yodam. I'm Magdish, the Yad of the Evet, I own the Evet Kishori Vahamari. So I can sell the Evet. So I can sell the Evet Legamri, or I can be Magdish the body of the Eved with respect to Maisa Yodov. So it is possible. So what's the din if a person is Magdish Maisa Yadayim of his Eved Kanaini in a fashion that is going to work? He's Magdish the Eved with respect to Maisa Yodov, Dekala Peris. So the Gemara is a Rav. Rav says there's going to be a problem. Also, Eved Lova V'Yochel, the Eved has to eat his two tuna fish sandwiches every day. Or his steak with his French fried potatoes, whatever, with his ice cream, his dessert, whatever he wants to eat. So the Yevit should borrow money and buy whatever food he needs. And then later on, when he'll earn a little money, Osa, he should do a little work. So the Osa Upareya. And the money that he earns after eating the food, he should give to the Balichoivus who lent him the money, to the Malba who lent him the money. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino, we can infer from this memory of Rav, Yochel HaRav Loimer LeEved Aseimi V'Ein Ezeinach, because it sounds like Rav assumes that the Eved is going to have a problem even on the basic Maisa Yadayim, even on the basic $10 worth that he needs in order to eat food. If he should say that no Adon can possibly own an Eved Kanaini fully 100%, you can only begin to own the Eved Kanaini with respect to Maisa Yadav, that's over and above the basic $10 that he needs. The basic $10 that he needs, that he earns every day in order to buy food to stay alive, that that's an inalienable right that it belongs to the person. It's not shaykh that the Yodin should own that. So he's Magdish Mamash Adobish Enish Aloy. So what does Rav consider that there's a problem here? The Odon was Magdish Maisi Adayim of the Evans. If you say, Ein Rav Yochalayim Aloy, but I say, Mevein Ezara. If you hold that the schus of the Odon only begins past the point of the basic $10. So why does the Eved have to borrow money from someone else and later on figure out how he's going to pay it back? What's the problem? The first $10 that he earns every day can't belong to the Odon. The Odon only owns the Maisi Adayim past that point. So Shema Minoah, can't you infer from Rav's statement Yochel Harav Loi Malev, but Asemi Vein Ezerach, the Rav holds this extreme shita, that the Adon can own fully the whole Levit, and there's no chiv to give mezainis. The Adon is not more mechiv than anybody else. The whole community is mechiv to see to it that the Ebed remains alive. But there's not a special chiv on the Adon. So the Gemara says, not necessarily so. One can ding zachach maskin v'malal mezainis. We're talking about a case, the Adon is still giving a mezainis every day. So if he's giving him mezainis every day, so the Adon is entitled to take all the ma'asei Adon. Frag the Gemara, ihachi, if that's true, that the Adon is giving him mezainis. So what does it say? Loi v'v'yoychel v'achkach pareah. What is he borrowing money for? The Adon has a meat by him, breakfast, lunch, and supper. He's eating all meals by the Adon. So what does he ever have to borrow money to buy what? What is he buying? So he's buying snacks. The Gemara says he's going to buy snacks in between meals. He wants to have a coffee. He wants to have a granola bar, whatever. And for the Gemara, lahadofa. Feg the Gemara, lahadofa. He's allowed to do that? Isn't he cheating Hegdash? The Eved really belongs to Hegdash. So how can you later on say that the Eved is going to figure out how he's going to pay back the Balichoibas? However he's going to pay back the Balichoibas, he's cheating Hegdash. The Adon had the right to be Magdash and pass the basic $10. Or over here, the Adon is giving basic meals. So why does the Eved have the right to cheat the Hegdish with respect to the snacks, the granola bars, with the coffee breaks, with all of the nash that he's going to have all day long? So the Gemara says, no. Hegdish gufe nichalek echad delesh b'chavdei. No, the Gizbar of Hegdish knows that he wants to have a happy Eved, and that's in the best interest of the Eved. Fine. So the Gemara says he can't really prove suffer. He can't really prove one way or the other from Rav's memory, whether Rav thinks Yochel Rav Loi Malabed Asaymi Vein Izaynach or any Yochel Loi Malabed. Maybe Rav's case, we're not sure whether Rav's case is talking about the Madalah Mezainis or the Ena Madalah Mezainis. It's unclear so far. Then the Gemara says, first the Gemara in another few lines is going to prove which way Rav holds. That any Yochel Loi Malabed Asaymi Vein Izaynach, he cannot. But so far, when you only quote this one member of Rav, so you can't tell, it's unclear whether he's talking about a case Madalah Mezainis or Ena Madalah Mezainis. But now the Gemara wants to understand what was the Yates over here. The Eved wants to have snacks, or the Eved wants to have tuna fish sandwich, whatever the case is, either the Hadofa or the basic meals. So it says, let the Eved borrow money from someone, then let him earn money later on, and the money that he earns he should give to the one who lent him the money, who laid out the money, in order that he should buy his meals. The Gemara says, but when he earns the money later on, every penny that he earns goes to Hegdash. So how does he take the Hegdish to get money and give it and pay up the Malva? That's what the Gemara asks. Reg the Gemara, Ose Uporeya, after he borrows money and he buys food, then the Eved should work a little bit and he should pay up all the Bali Chayvois. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how does it work? Kama Kama Kodesh Lei. Every penny that he's going to earn should become Hegdish, either because he's talking Malalam is on us. The Adon is Madalah Mezainis, so the Adon is entitled to all the Ma'asei Adayim. So he was Magdish everything. Le-Lagavoya, Le-Hegdish, Le-Berek Abayis. Or you're going with the Shita, that Yochaloi Malaber Asaymi Vein Ezeinach. But it sounds like Rav is assuming in this member that the Adon is entitled to every penny that the Eved Kanani earns. Every penny that he earns, he was Magdish by saying the Gufo Eved should be, he can't be Magdish the Dovash La-Boli Yodam, it's not Chab, but he was Magdish the Dovash La-Boli Yodam with respect to the Dovah Shalom Baliyam. So Gemara asks, so how is he going to be Pareya? What do you mean, Oiso Pareya? Kama Kama Kodeshle, every penny that the Eved earns goes to the Yodna. And for the Gemara, every penny. But Pachis Meshavah Pruta doesn't yet belong to the Yodna. So the Gemara answers, the Eved is going to have some strange job. The Eved is going to get some kind of a job, and he's going to do work less than the Shavah Pruta, and the boss for whom he's going to do the work will pay him less than the Shavah Pruta. So that's not Hegdish. So he takes this hay penny, and he'll pay it to one balchai. This is going to be wild. Then he's going to do another little bit of work for the same boss or for a different boss, less than the Shavah Pruta. He'll pay him up a halfpenny, and he'll give this to the same balchai to the other balchai. The Gemara says, if he does work, pachas, from Shavah Pruta, they pay him pachas from Shavah Pruta, so that doesn't become Hegdish. Why not? Why doesn't it become Hegdish? What kind of a din is that? So here there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. What the Gemara, where did this din come from? Where did the din come from? So Rashi writes, the lachayel hegdish apachis meshavah pruta. That's the din. Hegdish came pichal on apachis meshavah pruta. Ma pitom. Why can't Hekdish be Chal on a Pachas B'Shavu Pruta? So Taisus says, they never heard of such a din. There's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Chamish Pruta saying, there are five dinim that depend on a Pruta or a Shavu Pruta, to be Mekadosh Anishe, need a Shavu Pruta, Karkas Niknes B'Pruta B'Shavu Pruta, Shavuos HaDayonim is only a Pruta Shavu Pruta, Aganef, who steals, so if he steals less than a Shavu Pruta, the Torah doesn't require of him. If you make a Hezek Pachas B'Shavu Pruta, Torah is not Mechayiv you. But the Mishnah doesn't say that Hegdish is not chal on less than a Shavu Pruta. So Rashi holds, no, but that's the din. Rashi learns in the Gemara, that's the din. It's impossible for Hegdish to be chal on Pachas from Shavu Pruta. Why? What kind of Hegdish are you talking about? What Shavu Pruta is a shir? Shavu Pruta is shir and moment. What kind of Hegdish is he talking about? I'm probably talking about Berak Abayis. There are two kinds of Hegdish. There's Kachem Mizbech and Kachem Berak Abayis. Totally different things. So Kotche Berak Abayis is Mamon Hegdish Bikinyon. It belongs to Hegdish. It's an Inyan of Mamonis. So Rashi sounds like he holds that less than a Shavu Pruta is not called Mamon and you can't have Bailas on it. That's wild. You can't have Bailas on less than a Shavu Pruta. So Hegdish can't, he can't own something that's worth less than a Shavu Pruta. It's not true. It's not true. That's what Tosfos says. There is no such din. There is no such halacha. The Gemara says, when you make a kinyan chalip in koinu b'kli afal pishem b'shavu pruta, if I give you a handkerchief, I give you a gartel, I give you a ballpoint pen to be koinu something that you have koinu b'kel v'shal koinu, so that kinyan chalip in kinyan suder is valid even though the kli b'shal afish nala b'nasim le'ev, the nal that I give you is valued at less than a shavu pruta. That's the Gemara in Perek Hazav, koinu b'kli afal pishem b'shavu pruta. So you see the perish from the Gemara, the kli has to belong to the koinu, has to belong to the Caliph Shalokeach, has to belong to the Lokeach. See that he does own a Kli, Pachas Mishavu Pruta. But somehow Rashi seems to hold that you can't have Bailas on a Pachas Mishavu Pruta, and we're talking about Hegdish Berak Abayis probably. Kachim Mizbeach is not the issue of Dini Mominus, that's Kedushas Hegdish. So it must be you're talking about over here, Kachim Berak Abayis. Kachim Berak Abayis is in Inyan Mamon Hegdish Bikinyona. So the Kedushas Hegdish will only be Chal if it's Mamon Hegdish. Mamon Hegdish only Chalev is Shavu Pruta. Tosfos says there is no such thing. Tosfos says it's not true. You can't have Bailas on a Pachas Mishavu Pruta. And Hegdish can be Chal on Pachas Mishavu Pruta also. Why in the world should you say that now? So Tosfos interprets, Ve'emari, Dachan Ataima. Here the Odon was Magdish, the Evi Knaini, Le Maisa Yodov. So Tosfos says the Gemara is, Rav is assuming, that's how the Gemara is interpreting a Rav. Rav is assuming that there's a psychological umdana that the Odon only is Magdish, the Maisa Yadayim of the Eved Le Maisa Yadav, if and when they reach the point of a Shavu Pruta. The Odon doesn't, he's not giving, you don't always have to give a major donation to Hegdish. Hegdish will accept large donations and small donations. But less than the Shavu Pruta, they're not going to give you a receipt that you donated less than Shavu Pruta. I mean, the receipt is going to cost more than that. So Tosfos says, the Gemara, a Rav is assumed that it's an umdana. When the Odon is Magdish, the Eved, Le Maisa Yadav, it's self-understood, he's only Magdish him with respect to the Maisa Yadayim of a Shavu Pruta and above. It's an umdana and it does have Magdish. We have to read, Hocha, any time, Shein Medaito Shala Magdish, Yochel HaPoch Shavu Pruta. That's the assumption. But they're not like Rashi. Rashi presents it as if it's halacha. That's the halacha, that Hegdish simply cannot be chal unless than a Shavu Pruta. There is no such thing. If I scratch your automobile and the hezek is less than a Shavu Pruta, or I punch you in the face and the hezek is less than a Shavu Pruta, so then the Torah doesn't impose upon me a chiyuv to pay an amount of money less than a Shavu Pruta. Yeah, that's halacha. The Torah imposing chiyuvim on people. If a person accepts his chayvus midas, let's say I borrow in a I don't know now, is a penny maybe less than a Shavu Pruta? So it depends on the value of silver. I think the last year or so, I think a penny is less than a Shavu Pruta. For many, many years, a penny was more than a Shavu Pruta. I think now a penny is less than a Shavu Pruta. So if, let's say I borrow a penny from someone else and the penny is less than a Shavu Pruta, am I mechuyev to pay back? Yeah, that's a his chayvus midas. The halacha only says the Torah doesn't impose a chiv on a person. The Torah doesn't impose a chiv on a Pachas Shavu Pruta. Let's say I mazik you, I steal from you less than a Shavu Pruta. I'm chayvul b'chaver less than a Shavu Pruta. I'm posheya and I'm shemachinim and I'm posheya and the shmira of the pikadon. and the bikkurim becomes damaged to the extent of less than a shavu kutzis. Whenever the Torah imposes chiyuvim, or let's say a person swears falsely, I owe you, let's say, 2 pennies, and I swore falsely that I don't owe it, and then the chumash says that I have to pay keren v'chaimish, and I have to add, I have to bring a korban asham, asham gzeilois. So what if the chaimish will turn out to be less than a shavu kutzis? So the Mishnah says the Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv on a person to the extent of less than a shavu kutzis. When the Torah is imposing a chiyuv, a milvak, so about Torah, so the Torah only imposes chiyuv to the extent of a shavu kutzis. But if the person is accepting his chayvus midas, he borrows money from someone else. He borrows less than a shavu kutzis. Or they sell candies in the store. So they sell 10 tiny little gumdrops, 10 tiny little candies for 1 penny. And one candy, I say I want to buy one candy. So one candy sells for a tenth of a penny. How am I going to pay back a tenth of a penny? We'll have to figure it out. I'll give him something back in exchange. That'll be worse. But there is a hischaivis. When you buy merchandise and you agree to pay the demea mekech, that's a hischaivis midas. That's not a chiv that the Torah imposes. Whenever there's a hischaivis midas, you can have. There are several differences, a whole list of differences between a hischaivis midas that a person accepts upon himself as opposed to a chiv that the Torah imposes. So one of the differences is less than a shavu kutzis. So a person can accept upon himself his chayvus of less than a shavu kutzis. And Tosfos says a person can be magdish less than a shavu kutzis also. There is ownership on less than a shavu kutzis. Hegdish can own, and I own it, and I can transfer ownership to someone else. But Tosfos says it's an umdin over here. We assume that the Adon wants to enrich Hegdish. He wants to donate his evikneini with respect to Maisi Yadav to Hegdish. Hegdish should make some money out of it. So Tosfos says the Gemara is assuming that the umdin is that he only intended to be magdish the Maisi Yadayim of the Eved if and when it'll reach the point of a Shavu Pruta more. Less than a Shavu Pruta, we assume that ain't b'daiter shalom magdish yochel al-pach Shavu Pruta. It's an umdin. But it's not a din. Rashi presents it as if the Gemara meant to say then the lachay al-hegdish al-pach Shavu Pruta. Hegdish can't be chal. So Tosfos says there is no such din. If that were the case, it should be mentioned in the Mishnah in Hazahav, or at least of the Chomish Pruta saying, the 5 dinim that require a minimum of a Shavu Pruta or above. So that's how the Gemara suggests the Pshat. Yeah. So why does he do in such a cockeyed way? Why does he borrow money from someone else? He borrows $20 in order to buy his granola bar and his tuna fish sandwich and his steak and whatever. He keeps on borrowing money. And then later on, when he wants to pay it back to the Malvin who lent him the money, then he'll do pa'ula, he'll do work less than a Shavu Pruta. The Yodam will pay him a less than a Shavu Pruta, he'll pay the Malve, then he'll earn a little bit more less than a Shavu Pruta. Why doesn't he do l'chatchila like that? Why doesn't he earn l'chatchila less than a Shavu Pruta and start? So the answer is because he's hungry now. He wants the tuna fish sandwich now. He doesn't want to start spending so much time less than a Shavu Pruta, less than a Shavu Pruta. It'll take him hours to do that. So he wants to borrow money and start eating now. He wants to buy his nash now. Then later on, he's going to have to give zechanetz. He's going to have to figure out how he's going to pay back all the money. So then, when he does the piron, so he'll do it with pachas mishavu put. But if that's what the rishonim explained. But in the first place, you don't recommend in the first place he should do like that. It'll take him forever till he'll be able to buy a sandwich. It takes a long time to keep on doing pachas mishavu put. So initially, the Gemara said.
Does that have anything to do with yeshnas chiyus mitchilu latzayf?
Yeshna l'schiris mitchila liyatsof.
If you would say yeshna l'schiris mitchila liyatsof, then that means every little bit of work that he does, he's being paid for. So basically, every piece of melacha is just a patim shavu kutzis.
Rashi and Kiddushin on that daf, on daf Memches, I think, when the Gemara quotes this machloikes, the Gemara says that I'm not mechuyev to pay the worker till he finishes the whole job. Let's say a painter paints my house. It takes him 2 weeks till he finishes. And I agree to pay him $3,000 to paint the whole house. So I'm not mechuyev to pay him till the whole job is over. You're not mechuyev to pay till he ends. The Gemara has a theoretical machlokes. When is the chiyuv schiris poilem chal? Is it chal every time he pushes the paintbrush up and down? I already owe him another penny, another penny, another penny. And at the end of the whole 2 weeks that he pushed the paintbrush 2 million times, 3 million times, I have to pay him $3,000, sum total. Or do you say no? Ain l'schiris el l'besof. The chiyuv to pay isn't chal every little bit of a pruta that he does the work. The chiyuv is on the chal in the end. So Gemara has some slight nafkaminas. When is the chiyuv chal? So Rashi writes in Kiddushin, if you hold yeshna l'schiris mitchila be'atzof, the chiyuv is chal in units of shava pruta. He doesn't say units of pachas m'shava pruta. Rashi claims the chiyuv is chal in units of a pruta. If I did so many strokes of the paintbrush, you have to figure out how many strokes of the paintbrush am I going to have to do in order to finish the whole job. And the whole job is going to cost $3,000. So is it every three strokes the boss owes me a penny? Or is every 10 strokes he owes me a penny? But it goes with units of a pruta, Rashi says. If you hold the eshen, the schiris mitchila matzav, it goes with units of a pruta. Here the Gemara says you should collect in units of pachas b'shava pruta.
Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah says that if someone's making an Avodah Zarah, so the money that he gets from it is not going to be usur for being commissioned to make it, because yeshen the schiris mitchila matzav, and the whole malacha happens, is nigmar, when the last shava pruta happens.
It's not also b'hanoah. The din is Avodah Zarah is only also b'hanoah when it's completed. Well, before it's completed, so it's not also b'hanoah. And Avodah Zarah tofeses damer. The din menatari is if I sell Avodah Zarah and I get paid money, then the din, we learn that from a pasuk Avodah Zarah tofeses damer. So the Gemara says here there's a din medirabbanan. Not only tofeses damer d'mei hamekech, if I sell Avodah Zarah, if I manufacture an Avodah Zarah, and the Balabas pays me, so the Rabbanan, they treat that also as if it's Avodah Zarah tofeses damer. Menatara doesn't apply. Menatara, it's only tofeses damer if it's Dmei HaMekach. Here it's not Dmei HaMekach, it's Schiris Poilam. But the Rabbanan, still. So the Gemara says, if you hold Einless Schiris Ela Lebesov, the Balabas only becomes the, let's say I'm building an Avodah Zarah for a non-Jew. He commissions me to make a whole statue. So if they tell me to make a statue of Yashke, so the intelligent going don't really worship the statue, that's a religious symbol of Yashke. They worship Yashke, they don't worship the statue. We're talking, he tells me to make a totem pole, and they worship this totem pole. They hold that this totem pole is the deity, and this has powers of a deity. So then it only becomes Asabana when it's completed. Before I finish the whole thing, it's not Asabana. So the Gemara says, if you hold Tzchir, the chiyuv on the goyish boss to pay me, the Jewish worker, for making the totem pole for him is only chal at the end. Then the rabbanon, I say that Avodah Zarah tefeses damer. The chiyuv is chal to pay for the whole job. The whole job is Avodah Zarah. So the rabbanon is tefeses damer. But if he holds chiyuv yesh and chiyuv mitchila v'yatzov, so the balabas becomes obligated to pay me every pruta's worth. So all the prutas, all the $2,999.99, all the money that he pays me, let's say he pays me $3,000 to make the totem pole. So all the $2,999.99, that's all mutar b'hanoah, because the goyisha boss became mechuyav to pay me that before there was an avodah zarah that was asur b'hanoah. The last pruta's worth, that should really be asur b'hanoah, so that's what the Rishonim said. Maybe it's batel b'rayv. What's with the last pruta? The last pruta should be asur.
But the Gemara there says that Pachtim Shava Pruta can still be Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila V'Atzof.
Not Pachtim Shava Pruta.
Gemara says the Makash Ha'Achron is Pachtim Shava Pruta.
Okay.
And the Gemara is going in the Tzad Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila V'Atzof.
Yeah.
And still it says Pachtim Shava Pruta goes with that.
No, Pachtim Shava Pruta, he doesn't pay me for that. Rashi in Kedushin says he only becomes obligated to pay units of Pruta. So the Pachtim Shava Pruta is not B'chuyif to pay for that. I did so many strokes to make this totem pole, which he believes is a deity, and I divide the $3,000 that they're going to pay me with all the strokes that I did. So it turns out I did, every time I did a stroke of work, the guy owes me another pruta, and it does become a hefta shel avodah zarah till the last makos shachrim, till the last bang, the last chiseling, the last finishing touch that I do. That last finishing touch that's worth less than a shava pruta. So that he doesn't pay me anything for. Now, this is a strange Rashi. Rashi must be talking over here about Kotcha Berek Abayis. Kotcha Berek Abayis is Hegdish because it's Mammon Hegdish. As Kedusha because it's Mammon Hegdish. So Rashi seems to assume it can't become Mammon Hegdish unless it's a minimum value of a Shavu Pruta. This is very difficult. The din is not true. You can have possession, you can have own property that's less than a Shavu Pruta. Let's say I pluck off a grape from a vine that's Hefker. I pluck something off. And if you have three grapes, it sells for a penny. One grape sells for a third of a penny. A third of a penny less than a shava pruta. So I pluck off a grape. I don't acquire ownership of the grape. I pick up a davashel hefker from the street, a piece of junk from the street that's hefker. I pick it up, I'm zechem and a hefker. It belongs to me, even though it's a needle, even though it's less than a shava pruta. They sell 10 needles for a penny. A needle is a tenth of a penny. You can have ownership on less than a shor pruta. Why does Rashi say the lechal hekdesh apachu shor pruta? That's what Tosfos says. They never heard of such a din. So Tosfos says it must be over here that it's an din. He probably had in mind when people are making a donation to hekdesh, they want to give up a significant donation. So it's not going to be that significant, but he wants at least the maisi a dime of the evid that's valued at a shor pruta or above. He probably wants to be magdish that.
Why when a person steals, he's not
chayav
less than
the shor pruta? If he steals and the thing is bien, I steal a little pin, a little needle. I have to return the bien. But if I lost the needle, and then the Torah imposes a chiyuv on me, the Torah imposes a chiyuv upon me to pay for the thing that I stole. So if the thing that I stole is less than the shor pruta, then the Torah never imposes chiyuvim to the extent of less than the shor pruta. The Torah only imposes a chiyuv if it's a shor pruta or above. Mazik, choyvel. Only if it's his chayvis midas. If I'm a loiva, I borrow less than a shor pruta. I buy a candy. They sell 10 gumdrops for a penny. So I buy one gumdrop and I agree to pay a tenth of a penny. So that's his chayvis midas that you have even on less than a shor pruta.
Why is Rabbi assuming that it comes from the fact that he's not considered a bayam on the mamon? Why can't you say that it's just from Rashi connects with the dinner? And then I'm a shor pruta, a lot of toma.
I don't know. I would assume that one who's nana pachas mishav pruta is not chay mishum meila, the din in the Mishnah. That's one of the chamish pruta saying. That's also because the Torah doesn't oppose a chiyuv upon a person that's less, to the extent of less than a shav pruta. So the chiyuv to pay keren and chomish when you moil behegdish is a chiyuv that the Torah imposes. It's not as chayvis mindasa. The Torah only imposes chiyuvim on a shor pruta above. But here, just talking, the odom was magdish, the eved, with respect to maisa yodo. Any less than a shor pruta, why shouldn't a hekdesh be chal, even on less than a shor pruta? So Rashi says it's a din. He says there ain't no such din. Well, where do you get such a din? He says, no, here it's an din that they probably had in mind, only to be magdish, a significant donation. Donation of less than a shor pruta is insignificant. If you made it explicitly, I want to donate less than a shor pruta, so be it. So the hekdesh will be chal. But Tosfos says the Gemara is assuming that he probably did not have that in mind. Probably only had in mind that he wants to donate to hekdesh a shor pruta and above. So Nachum also, Rav made a statement that it's possible for the odon who owns an evik 90 to be magdish the gufa evid with respect to maisi yodov. That solves the problem of Dovashal Aboli Yorlam. He's Magdish Yedei Avdo Lemaisei Yedem. He's Magdish at Lehegdish. And it sounds like he's Magdish totally everything. And the Eved is not even entitled to Mizainus. So either Rav is assuming Yochel HaRav Loim Alevet Asaymi Veinizainach, or maybe Rav is talking about a case when he's Malala Mizainus. Malala Mizainus, so what's he talking about? Loiva Eved is going to be Loiva Veochel. But also Pareas, the Gemara said that's Bahadofa. So you can't really tell which way Rav holds. The Gemara's second suggestion was maybe Rav really holds any Yochalaim Alevet Asaymi Vein Zainach. And the case over here is talking Hachmaskin and Mamalam Zainach. Maybe. That's what the Gemara says. And now the Gemara says, yeah, it has to be like that. Hachanami Mistavra, we think that the second interpretation of Rav's memory is more correct. That Rav's talking about a case where he is Mamalam Zainach. And that's why the Yodan does have the right to be Magdish 100% all over the Maisa Yodan. Why should we choose the second interpretation? Because the Amar Rav, you have another quotation from Rav that contradicts the first quotation. The Amar Rav, HaMagdish Yidei Abdo Oso Eved Oso V'Yoichel. If I'm Magdish the Eved, the Maisa Yodav, no problem. The Eved doesn't have to borrow money and buy sandwiches and then later on pay up. Pachas Pam Shapruta. No. The Eved is going to earn money, he's going to go do work. So the first $10 worth that he earns every day is his, and he just takes the $10 and he buys food. And everything past the basic amount of money that everyone needs to live on every day, that the Odin had no right to be Magadish in the first place. That's the second member of Rav. Achanami Mistavi, you have to say the Pshat that the first member of Rav is talking is Malalam Zemes. Because we have another member of Rav, Dama Rav, another member of Magadish, the Abdos, Eved Yachol, no problem. The first $10 worth of Yodan had no right to be Magdish. Why? The Eloi Avdo, if the Eved is not, if you're going to say the $10 that the Eved, the first $10 that the Eved earns, also doesn't belong to him. So man palachle, who's going to work for the Eved? It's common sense dictates the first $10 that every human being earns, he's entitled to keep himself, even if he's an Eved, he belongs to someone else. The first $10 for sure belongs to him. The Gemara argues it, the Rav argues that, the Eloi Avdo, if the Eved is not going to earn the money to pay for his own sandwiches, his man Palachle, who is going to work for him? So the Gemara said, what kind of an argument is that the Rav advanced? Yeah, Rav Bishleima, if you'll say the second suggestion we gave before, the first memory of Rav is when he's Malal HaMizaynis. So what does the Eved want? He wants snacks. He wants granola bars. He wants coffee. He wants ice cream in between meals. Okay? So then the first member of Rav is talking by Malal HaMizaynis. And the second member of Rav is talking in a Malal HaMizaynis. So then we understand why Rav changes the tune. Why in the first member of Rav, he doesn't say, let him just take off as much money as he wants. He can't take off the money. The basic meals he's getting from the balabas. If he wants to have extra money to buy snack in between the meals, that's a whole ASIC. That's a whole production. You got to figure out how you're going to do. And the second member of Rav is talking so the first $10 that every human being earns that he needs in order to pay for his meals, that doesn't belong to the other. So then this will resolve this contradiction, this apparent contradiction between the two members. Shapir, then there's no steer. But if you say the first member of Rav is also talking, and why does the Yodan have the right to be magdish everything? Because Yochel HaRav Loi Malabed Asaymi Vein Izeinach. The Yochel Eliyamir Hach B'Sheinu Male, I was writing in abbreviated form over here, this stenography, like stenography over here. Eliyamir Hach B'Sheinu Male Lo Mizonos. The Gemara is leaving out half of the phrase. The Yochel means the Yochel Loi Masaymi Vein Izeinach V'Chulei. Why is there using one word for a whole sentence? Yeah. Eliyam Hachushena Male V'Yochel. Yeah. So what is it? So what is the member of Rav? What's the second member? The Eloi Avdo Man Palachle. If the Eved is not going to earn the $10 for himself, who's going to take care of him? What do you mean? Who's going to take care of him? Man Deboy Niflachei. That's not my headache. The $10, everything is hegdish. If you hold Yochel Harav Eloi Malabed Asay Mi Vein Izaynach, so every penny that the Eved earns belongs to the Yodan, and the Yodan was Magdash everything. So how does the second member of Rav say that that's self-understood, this inalienable right that every human being is entitled to the basic $10 that he earns in order to be able to pay for his sandwiches every day? What inalienable right? There is no such din. Yochel Harav Eloi Malabed Asay Mi Vein Izaynach. So how does the Eved have a right to take it away from Hegdash? So the Gemara says, Elav Shmamin, Eini Yochel Shmamin. You see that Rav holds, and that's the answer to this apparent contradiction between the two statements of Rav. So until now, we really didn't have from the Tanoim, we really couldn't tell one way or the other. But finally, we nailed it down. Rav makes two statements that seem to be contradictory. The only way to resolve this apparent contradiction is by assuming that Rav holds any yochaloy malav and the same even zaynach. One member of Rav is bemadalam zaynus, one member is enamadalam zaynus. Okay, so we finally nailed it down that Rav holds that opinion. What does anybody else have to say about this? So the Gemara says, Toshma, that there's someone who disagrees with Rav. Usually Toshma, it's a little misleading here. Rashi says, Toshma, I'll prove. Dika Amar Achmina, the Palagale de Rav. It's an unusual usage of the expression Toshma. Usually Toshma, we don't know one way or the other. Well, Toshma, let's go scouting. And here, we just established that Rav holds any Ochaloymar. And Toshma, that Rav stands alone. That Rav Yechanan, the Rav is not Muskam v'chaladez. What does Rav Yechanan say? The Amar Rav Yechanan, the din is, Achevel b'chadera has to pay chamisha dvar. That's a Mishnah in Bavakam. Nezek, tzar, ripuy, shevis, and boshes. And not always exactly the same. The Nezek, he pay kamahu shova limka bashuk. How much would he be worth to sell as an Eved? Shaila there, Rashi and the Rosh, what is Eved Ivri or Eved Kanani? Kamahoy at the beginning, the first Rashi and Rosh in the beginning of Perak HaChayu. But Kamahoy Yoshav Limka Bashuk, if you were to sell him as an Eved on Limka Bashuk before they injured him and after they injured him. So the differential is considered the Nezek. So the Nezek, the din is that Yechayiv Adam Odli Olam, Beim Shagik, Beim Mezid, Beim Yonis, Beim Rosin, even if it's an accident. that I harmed the other fellow, you still have to pay nezik. Boshes, you only pay, the Gemara says in the end of the second paragraph of the Kama, Boshes, you only pay if either niskaven levayish or at least niskaven lachbo b'chaver. But if it was an accident, he really didn't intend at all, lo levayish v'lo lachbo, then Boshes is out of the question. In the Tzar Ripui Sheves, the Gemara says there is in between. You don't have to be niskaven lachvo, but you have to have been a posheya. If he wasn't posheya, if there really isn't any pshia, nezik you will pay, that's a din of other modliyona, but Tzar Ripui Sheves, you only pay if there's at least a bit, some partial pshia on your part. So the Gemara in the end of the second parak, what we're coming to discuss is what constitutes a partial pshia that you should be chayv in Tzar Ripui Sheves. Fine. So this is if I'm chayvel b'chaveiro, I'm chayvel in someone else, I have to pay all the chamisha dvarim to that person, to the adam hanechpo. What if I'm chayvel b'evikneini shal chaveiri? I'm chayvel in evikneini, so who do I pay the chamisha dvarim to? So that's what Rabbi Yechanan is talking about. Haketeh yarav de shal chaveiro. It's chayvel b'chaveiro, the chaveir happens to be an evikneini who belongs to someone else. Yad evikneini. An evidivri is on his own, so he gets everything. And Eved Ivri is supposed to work for the Odon for the next couple of years, maybe Avshesh, maybe 6 years, maybe 3 years, whatever the case, how many years he has to go. So the Sheves will go to the Odon. Nezek is for the rest of his life. Let's say I harmed an Eved Ivri, and now he's missing an arm. So how much was he worth to sell as an Eved before the arm was cut off? How much is he worth to sell? Now that the arm is missing, so he's worth less. So that differential I pay to the Eved Ivri himself. Then the Sheves, that's a temporary amount. Because he has to recover from the pain, he has to recover from the medical treatment that they're giving him, so he's unable to work for a couple of weeks till he gets better. So those couple of weeks is in Eved Ivri. So the Maisi Yodav of the Eved Ivri goes to the Yodav. So if I'm Chevel b'Eved Ivri shel Chaveiro, so the Sheves goes to the Yodav. I'm Chevel b'Eknayin shel Chaveiro, so the Nezer goes to the Yodon, and the Tsar goes to the Yodon, the Sheves goes to the Yodon, the Boshes goes to the Yodon. The only thing that doesn't make sense is that it should go down, the Ripui should not go to the Yodon. The Ripui should go to the doctor. The Ripui should go to the doctor. That's where Rabbi Yochanan makes his statement, Shifta urefuoso lerabo. If you chayvel b'evikneini shel chaveiro, the Sheves and the Ripui go to the Yodon. So Rashi says the Rashi can't hold himself in. Rashi says it doesn't make sense. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask, it doesn't make sense. Rashi couldn't contain himself. The Sheves, I understand, goes to the other. Even if you chayvel b'Eved Ivri shel chaveiro, the Sheves goes to the other. The Sheves goes to the other. But, and if you chayvel b'Eved Kenayini, so the Nezik for sure goes to the other. Mashu kano Eved kano rabba. Everything the Eved gets goes to the other. So the Nezik and the Tsar and the Boshes, Tesis quotes in Machlekes Satanai, where the Yesh Lavad and Boshes ain't Lavad and Boshes. It's not a psychological machlekes, but an Eved is humiliated, and of course the Eved is a human being. He gets embarrassed, he's humiliated. Machlekes Satan, whether there is a chiv, whether the Torah imposes a chiv to pay boshes to an Eved. Because if Chumash uses the term ochiv, ki notzo anoshim yachda v'karva eishes echad lahatzalas bailo, so the Pasuk uses the word ochiv over there. So that's a machlegs abun in the Rabbanim, whether Yesh Lavadim Boshes or Ain Lavadim Boshes. Machlegs and Xeris HaKosov, whether he paid Boshes or not. So Rabbi Yechanan says, if Yechoivel be'evet k'naini shel chaveiro, you pay everything to the Adam. That's the Iktari Pishavis, but you pay everything to the Adam. Va'osa ho'evet, and the Eved is unable to work now. He's lying in bed in the hospital. He's recovering from this wound. So who's mechuyev to pay for the food? Well, so Eved nizam min atzdokah. Nizam min atzdokah? Why is he nizam min atzdokah? But the chayvel had to pay Sheves, and the Sheves corresponds to the Maisi Yadayim that he would have been able to earn. So if you say that the Odon who owns an Eved Kenayini, you can never own an Eved Kenayini fully. Every human being has this inalienable right that to the first $10 worth of money that they earn, they're entitled to keep. The Odin doesn't own that. So the Odin has no right to take it away. So how does Rabbi Yechanan make a statement that the Sheves goes to the Odin, that's the Maisei Yadayim, goes to the Odin totally, and the Eved will be Nizan Min Atzdokah. Why is Nizam in Atzdokah? The first $10 goes to the Yevid. The Yevid is entitled to keep that. So Shema Minu, you see from Rabbi Yechon's memory, he disagrees with Rav. And Rabbi Yechon is of the opinion, Yochel Rav Lam Lam, and the same Nivein is on. If the Odon has the full right to all the Maisi of Diamond, he's not, there is no such din that the first $10 is an inalienable right that the Yevid has the right to keep. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's the Pshat? Craig the Gemara, how do you know that that's Pshat? Maybe Hacham Askinim and Madal Mizenis. Maybe talking about a case where the Odin is giving Mizenis. He is giving Mizenis. So the Gemara says no, but it says also have a Nizam in Atzdoka. So it says Nizam in Atzdoka. It doesn't say that that the Odin is giving him Mizenis. The Gemara says no, but maybe what it means is that Sadoka will give him, the Odin is only going to give him tuna fish sandwiches every day. The Eved wants to have an ice cream once in a while, wants to have a granola bar, so that he'll take from Tzedakah. And that the inalienable right that every human being is entitled to the first $10 worth, that's only on the Iker Mizoinis for the tuna fish sandwiches, but not for the extra, for the fluff, for the nash. So the Gemara says that would have been a nice interpretation, that Tzedakah Take should take care of that, but it doesn't fit into the words. Instead of saying, also have a Nizon min Tzedakah, the word Nizon means Mizoinis. If you're talking about Hadofeh, If the Yodin is Marla Mizaina, so it shouldn't say Nizam min Atzdoke, it should say Misparnas min Atzdoke Miboylai. All the other needs are called Parnasi. And Mizainus means the basic need for the basic food in order to remain alive. That's all. You see, the Rabbi Yechanan is in disagreement with Rav. We established that Rav said two members, and the only way to resolve the two members is to assume that according to Rav, any Yochalai Maasei Mivein Yizainach. And Rabbi Yechanan clearly disagrees. He holds that Yochaloi Maasei Mivein Yizainach, so the Yodin gets the full Maisei Yadayim, the full Sheves, corresponding to the full Maisei Yadayim. And the basic $10, there is no such thing that the basic $10 is an inalienable right. So even the basic $10, he has to be Nizam Min Atzdoka. It's a foolish Yodin. The Yodin is a fool if he doesn't want to take care. But we're talking about people who want to be sticklers on every penny. They want to milk everything, every situation for every penny. So now the Gemara asks the question, but the whole memory of Rabbi Yechanan doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? A chevel bevik nainu shel chaver gives all the chamisha dvarim to the odon. The reaper goes to the doctor. The reaper, what do you mean? It's going to cost so much for the medical treatment. So the halacha says, you're mechuyif to pay $5,000 to the Eved, and you say, Mashkana Kana Rabba, so the Odin is kind of the $5,000, and he puts it in his pocket. And who's going to pay for the medical treatment of the Eved? No. The Gemara says, Ripoy has to go to the Eved, has to go to the doctor. Omamar, Rabbi Yechanan said in his statement, Nosin Shifto Fuasoy Le Rabba, if Gemara Shifto Pshito, Shevis corresponds to the Maisi Adayim that a person could earn. So the Odon is entitled to the Maisi Adam, so he's entitled to the Sheva. So that we understand. That's obvious. So why did Rabbi even have to say that? So why did Rabbi Yechanan say that? Mar says, no, for us it's Trichlai. The Chiddush is Refur. Mar says, Tak Refur doesn't make any sense. How did Rabbi Yechanan say that the Chayvel B'Chaver, the Chayvel B'Knan Shechaver, has to pay Refur to the Odon? Refur goes to the Yevad, and he should be able to pay the doctor bills. The boy Yitzuyid Bey, he needs the money in order to pay, in order to heal himself. So Gemara Lo Tzricho, we're talking about a rare case. Amdu Ala Chamisha Yoimei, the Bezdin assessed, the Bezdin with the input of doctors assessed that the treatment, the medical treatment should take 5 days and it should go slowly and it'll be less pain. And instead of, and that's going to cost 5 days worth of medical treatment. Instead of following the medical recommendation to give him treatment for 5 days with less pain, they changed it in the hospital and they gave him treatment 3 days, and he only had to pay 3 days worth, and he had more pain. So in such a situation, so the chayvel b'chaver became chayiv to pay 5 days worth of medication. But Lamai said they didn't need 5 days worth because they gave him the wrong treatment. He got healed better, but he suffered more. So that's the case that Rabbi Yechanan is talking about. Damdulach Mishav, the Samach Harifa, they gave him a very sharp medication, the Itzi, and he got healed. But Losiyam, and Ma'od Tema, one might have thought mistakenly, Tzaira Didehu, the pain that he suffered because they gave him this stronger medication, and he got healed in 3 days instead of 5 days. So the Eved should be entitled to that. So Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, no, the Yodin is entitled to that. But let's say basic ripui, that if you're chayvul be'eviknayin shalchver, you have to pay ripui. You don't pay the money, you don't make out the check of the ripui to the Yodin. You have to pay the money to the Eved that he should be able to pay the doctor bills. In this funny case, the halacha says, if the Bezdin, with the input from the doctors, assessed the Chavola situation that he really needs 5 days worth of care with mild medication, and then instead of 5 days they gave sharp medication and 3 days and he got healed, so the din says that the Chavola has to pay 5 days worth. But if it's an Eved Kenayni who was the Nechbal, so what do you do with the differential, the 3 days worth he paid to the doctor, to the hospital? What do you do with the differential, the 2 days worth that he didn't have to pay to the hospital? So that's what Rabbi Yechanan tells us. That goes to the Yadon. That goes to the Yadon. One might have thought mistakenly that that should go to the Yevit because he's the one who suffered over here. So Kamash Malan, no, the Tsar of the Chavola, when you Chavola Bahar, pay Nezik Tsari, Peshevis and Boshin. So the Tsar of the Chavola also goes to the Yadon. It doesn't go to the Yevit, even though the Yevit is the one who suffered the pain at the time of the Chavola. So here also, the Tsar, the differential between the 3 days Ripui and the 5 days Ripui, is because the Eved is suffering, so that's not an argument. Because he suffered, he should be entitled to that differential. No, the Tzar of the Chavola itself also goes to the Yod. So the differential in the 2 days' worth, that goes to the Yod.
How does the Refuah get to the doctor? He doesn't owe it to the doctor, he owes it to the
Eved.
How does it work?
Because let's say, the Gemara says in a Chayvel, let's say I was Chayvel b'chaveiro, And in order to heal him, so the Bezdin assesses with the input of the doctors, that will cost $20,000 for the doctor bills. So the Nechbal is a Meshuggah, and he says, give me the $20,000, put it in a bank account, I'll put it in the CD account, and I'll suffer, and I'll die. I'm old enough, I'm not interested in healing myself. I'll suffer for a couple of months, and I'll die. So the Gemara says, you're not mechuyif to pay ripui. You're only mechuyif to pay ripui if it's going to be used for the purpose of healing him. This is a chiddush, that if they assessed it that he should really have treatment for 5 days, and then they gave him treatment for 3 days, and it's a difference, and you only have to pay 3/5 of the full amount to the doctors, but the remaining 2/5 you still have to pay. So that's a chiddush that you pay that, even though it doesn't correspond to what the doctors are taking. Doctors are only taking 3 days worth. But since the more correct medical procedure should have been, they should have treated him for 5 days worth, so the Chayvul B'chaver is mechuyif to pay 5 days worth of medication. So in that case, he's mechuyif to pay more than the patient is going to be spending on the medical bills. So that goes to the Yodin. That's Kol Mash Kana Kana Rabbi. But he's going to say Kol Mash Kana Kana Rabbi on the basic amount. So the Yodin is going to walk off with the money and the Eved is not going to be healed. So the Chayvul can say, give me back my money. I'm only mechuyif to pay ripui if the money is going to go towards healing the patient. So here the Tosis has two opinions.
So in a regular case, if it wasn't a Eved, then the same thing happened where the patient said 5 days, and he says, and really only got 3 days, then those 2 days of treatment goes back to the Chovel?
No. If it was a mistake in assessment, and he really got better in 3 days, so you have to give the 2 days worth of medical bills back to the Chovel, because they made a mistake. But if they didn't make a mistake, the Bezdin assessed that she really be mild medication for 5 days. And instead of mild medication, they gave him harsh medication and he suffered, but he got better in 3 days, so then the Chayvul is mechuyif to pay the full 5 days worth.
And instead of the same payment, it's Al Din Refuah, it's Al Din Tzar.
Strictly speaking, it's not really Tzar. The Tzar, you only mechuyif to pay the Tzar that was caused by the Chavola. This is Tzar caused by the medication. So this is considered part of Ripui. And the assessment of the Bezin was not an error. If the Bezin made an error in the assessment, then you have to just correct it. You only pay 3 days. It wasn't a mistake. It was correct. It really should have been 5 days of treatment with mild medication. They gave the sharper medication. So that's all included in the ripui. That's an exceptional case that you pay the ripui to the Nechbal and he doesn't use it for the doctor bills. Because he suffered, because by mistake they gave him a harsher medication and he suffered. So here Tosis quotes a Mishnah in Achayvel. Tosis Dimascha Refuasa Didehu. This is a famous Tosis. There's a Mishnah in Bava Kama, Perak Achayvel. Achayvel Beviknaini Shalo. Someone is Chayvel in his own Eviknaini. So we're going to say, I have to pay my Eviknaini. Nezik Tzari Peshevis and Boishes. whatever I'll pay him will go back to me. It goes to my right hand to my left hand. Kol mashkana kana rabba. So the Mishnah says, pata miklum. He doesn't have to pay anything. So Tosis wants to know, why is he pata mikulam? Bishleimer the nezek, the tsar, the shevis, the boshes. So I become, Eber Kanayin is a human being. So I'm mechuyif to pay him. Boshes is machleg zabir in the rabbanon. That's what Tosis quoted the Imam Aschel, Shifto, and Fuasa. Machleg is hatanayim. And the Mishnah Baba Kama pay Zion, whether yesh lavad and boshes, ain't lavad and boshes. But let's say the nezek, the tsar, and the shevis. That for sure you mechuyif when you chayv al Eber Kanayin. But kol mashikana kana rabbi, so it goes to the Yodon. So just like if someone else is chayv al amai Eber Kanayin, he said to pay me, the nezek, the tsar, and the shevis. And the boshes, if you hold them in boshes. So too, if I'm chayvel on my own, Eber Kanayin, so what am I going to make out of check to Eber Kanayin? Whatever he gets, he has to give back to me. So I'm potter. But Tosis wants to know, but if someone else is chayvel on my Eber Kanayin, so they don't pay me the ripui. The Gemara says the ripui goes to the Eber, he should pay the doctor bills. So why is it if I'm chayvel on my Eber Kanayin, why does it say I'm potter from everything? Should I not be mechuyev to pay the ripui? Why does it say pata mikulam? The Yodin is chayvel Eber Kanayin shel atzmo, doesn't pay a penny. So Tosis wants to know why doesn't he pay ripui? So Tosis has two opinions whether that's what the Mishnah said or not. So first he says shem yesh l'chalek. Maybe you should say it's a difference. Af agafti shchava by acher. If someone else is chayvel my Eber Kanayin, let him refuase le'eved. The acher has to pay to the eved. But if the Yodin is chayv on his own Eber Kanayin, who should chayv ba'avad aloy mechayv? Maybe I don't have to pay. I'm not mechayv to pay ripui at all when I was chayv on my own Eber Kanayin. Inami, Tosis says no. Just like the Gemara says, if someone else is chayv on my Eber Kanayin, they don't pay the Yodin ripui, they pay the Yodin nezek, tsar, shevis, boshes, but they don't pay ripui, so too. If the Odin is chayv on his own Eber Kanayin, he doesn't pay nezek tsar shevis baishes, but ripui he does pay. I bet it says pata mikulam. No, pata mikulam. How can you say pata mikulam? Should have said pata mikulam chutz min haripui. No, it means the same kind of funny case like this. The Odin was chayv on his Eber Kanayin, and there were two ways to treat the Eber Kanayin. So if they would have, and the Bez necessitates it that she really, the Eber Kanayin is entitled to stay in the hospital to have treatment for 5 days with the mild treatment. And they didn't do that by mistake. They gave him the harsh treatment in 3 days. So if someone else would have been chayv on my Eber Kanayin, there would have been a differential between the 3 days and the 5 days that would go to the Odin. So that's what if the Odin is chayv on his own Eber Kanayin, that's what he's potter from. But the basic 3 days of refuah, that he does have to pay. Refuah he does pay. So there's two opinions in Tosfos, 2 days in Tosfos. The Mishnah in Bava Kama says, achayv on Eber Kanayin shel atzmo. Pata mikulam, is he really pata from ripui, or is he not pata from ripui? What's the machlekes? So they say in the yeshivas that there are two ways to understand it. What's the nekudas amachlekes? You can either understand the machlekes is what's the nature of the chi of ripui, or you can understand the machlekes what's the nature of the din of kol mashikana evikana rabbi. See, some want to say the machlekes is what's the nature of the chi of ripui. The chi of nezek, tsar, shevis, boishes is the chi of to pay an amount of money. So the odon can never be mechuyev to pay his own Eber Kanayin an amount of money. What do you mean? Kol mashikana kana rabba. What am I mechuyev to pay from my right hand to my left hand? It can't be a chi of to pay my Eber Kanayin an amount of money. So if you say ripui is a chi of to pay an amount of money to cover the doctor bills, to cover the expenses. So then, Chayvel Eber Kanayin Shalom is Pata Miklum, doesn't have to pay for any ripui. I believe you're going to let the Eber Kanayin drop that. No, the community will, you can't say, I'm a chayv, how can I be a chayv to pay to myself? The Jewish community will have to put up some money, like tzedakah, but I'm not more chayv than anybody else. And the other opinion in Tosis is no, that the chayv ripui is a chayv to be merape, the nechbal. The only time you say kol mashikana evikana rabba is if there's a chiyuv mamon that goes to the eved. If somebody, if the eved acquires ownership, the eved picks up a davar shel hefker, or the eved earns money. He's a surgeon. He's whatever. He has some fancy job. He's a lawyer. He's a dentist. Whatever. He's a doctor, and he earns a lot of money. So all ma'aseh yodav of the eved go to the odon. the Eved picks up a Dovah Shel Hefker, goes to the Odin, Kol Mashe Kana Kana Rabba, or if someone becomes Mechuyif to pay the Eved, that goes to the Rabba. But over here, the Chiyuv Ripui, that's a Chiyuv to be Merape. So that the Odin can be Mechuyif to be Merape his own Eved also. So that's what some want to say. The Machlek is the two opinions in Tosis, and Machlek is what's the nature of the Chiyuv Ripui. Is it Chiyuv to pay an amount of money to cover the doctor bills, to cover the health expenses, or is it a chiyuv to be merapi? If it's a chiyuv to pay an amount of money, then the Yodin is never mechuyev to pay to his own eved nami. It can't be. Kol ma'aser kan rav. It's like being mechuyev to pay yourself. But if you say it's a chiyuv to be merapi, so that's shaykh to have even a chiyuv towards my own eved. And others assume, no, that's not the machlekes. The machlekes is, what's the nature of the din of Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbo? The Yoylam, the Chiyuv, is to be Merape, the other person. The Gemara says there in Bava Kama, let's say the Chayvel B'Chaver happens to be a doctor. And he says, why should I pay for expenses, medical expenses? I'll heal you. So the Gemara says the Nechbal can say, I'm afraid of you. You're the one who just chopped off my arm. I'm afraid you're going to make a mistake now again. But it sounds like Mikra Adin, that would have been a valid Taina, if not for the fact that that's not reasonable. Why? Because the Ikar Chiyuv really is to be Merapi the patient, not the Chiyuv to pay medical bills. The Chiyuv is to be Merapi the patient. So the other you can say that both opinions in Tosfos hold, the Chiyuv is to be Merapi the Nechbal. But the machlokes is regarding the nature of the din of Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba. You see, I can never have a chiyuv to pay money to my eved. Nezik tzar boishes and boishes is a chiyuv to pay an amount of money. So that we understand, you can't have a chiyuv to pay your own eved. Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba means I'm become a chiyuv to pay to myself. That doesn't make any sense. What about the chiyuv to be merapi? Is that also governed with the din of Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba? You can never have a chiyuv bein odom l'chaver towards your Rebbe Kanaini. Still, it's a chiyuv mamon. It's not a chiyuv mamon to make out a check to pay an amount of money. It's a chiyuv to be merape. But still, since I own my Rebbe Kanaini, so there can never be any chiyuv made odom l'chaver. Or do you say, no, you can't have any monetary chiyuv, but a chiyuv to be merape, that you can have. It's unclear exactly, it's clear what the two opinions in Tosfos are. If the Odin is chayvul be'ev k'nayin shelo, and the Mishnah says potam ikulam, is it to be taken literally? He's bamish not mechuyev to pay ripay at all. He doesn't have to pay the ripay, so we're going to let the eved die? No, the Jewish community will. I'm not more mechuyev than anybody else. The Jewish community will have to put up money to heal him. But he's saying no, the Odin is mechuyev. So it's clear that what the two opinions in Tosfos are. But what's behind the two opinions? Some suggest that the machlokes is what's the nature of the chayv ripay. And others assume, no, the chiyuv ripui is to be merape, and it's still room for machlokes. What's the nature of the din of Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba? Does it only go on chiyuv to an amount of money? You can't have a chiyuv to pay an amount of money to your Rebbe Kanaini. But a chiyuv to be merape him, that you can have. What do you say? No, you can't have any chiyuv bein odom l'chaver towards your Rebbe Kanaini. Bottom line, you're saying ripui is also a chiyuv bein odom l'chaver. So it's not considered a bein odom l'chaver?
The Eved's not a human being.
The Eved is a human being.
So I can talk less and hard about him. Any Dina Midan Machaver can do what I want.
You're not allowed to talk less and hard against yourself either. So you're not allowed to talk less and hard against the Eved Knani either. But you can't have a Chiv to pay yourself money.
So you're saying it's not a Dina Mammon. So any Dina Midan Machaver is Paka. I have Baitless on the Midan Machaver Rose.
I can't. How can I have a Shiva to my Eved Knani? I own the Eved Knani. It's Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba. How can you have a chiyuv towards your Eved Kanaini? That's like saying you have a chiyuv to yourself. There is a category, the Vilna Gaon says there are three categories of mitzvahs. People think there's only Ben Adam L'Makam, Ben Adam L'Chaver, there's a chiyuv Ben Adam L'Yatzma. Yet, but Nezik Tzari, that's supposed to be Ben Adam L'Chaver. That's not supposed to be, if a person is Chayv L'Yatzma, so you don't say he's Mechuyiv to be Merapi himself. And Mechuyiv to be Merapi himself because of a different din, because Meshmat Meod and Nafshe Sech, you have to take good care of your health. But it's not the din of ripui. So that's what Tosfos has. That's unclear exactly what's the nekuda of the machlekes of the 2 days in Tosfos. But it's clear they have 2 days. How do you read the Mishnah and Bava Kama? Potam ikulam. Is it to be taken literally? Potam ikulam. Taka doesn't have to pay ripui at all. Oh no. This ripui, the differential between 5 days and 3 days, that he doesn't pay. But the basic Ribui he does have to pay. So that's 2 days in Pesach. Then the Gemara goes back again to the Machlekes Amei Nechachamim. This we did a few times. The Machlekes was when you Meshacher have a Knaini, you have a lot of pluses and a lot of minuses. There are Schuyas and there are Chayvos. So the question is, how do you, when you add everything up, Acharei Kechlos Hakol, is it lopsidedly in favor of the Schus? Whenever you Zeicha matana for someone else. There's a little bit of a chayva blended in also. Zeicha matana siyachin. But we say that it's lopsided in favor of the schus. People would rather have the $10,000 than worry about the zeicha matana siyachin. With the $10,000, life will be easier. So that's the shayla over here. Is it lopsidedly in favor of the schus over here? There are a couple of chayvas thrown in here. Life is easier, and so on. So that's the shayla. So the Rambam claimed. See the Tosis over here. The Marascha Heishavtuni. Tosis suggests that when Rameya said, "If he's an Evik Nine, shall claim Poslam and Atruma," it sounds like Rameya holds Tosis not true. It sounds like Rameya holds that there's a mitzvah on the part of the Evik Nine to eat Truma. Evik Nine shall claim. The moment you're meshachrim him, so he just lost the mitzvah. He's going to gain another 10 mitzvahs, tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah and shofar and lulav and so many other mitzvahs. But he's losing this mitzvah. Or it could be the Rameya never meant that. It could be the Rameya meant to say, since the Evik Nine is allowed to eat truma, so he'll be able to purchase truma at a lower cost, because truma has such a smaller group of people can eat it. So there's a smaller demand, so the price is going to be lower. All other food that's chulin, there's a demand, is much greater. More people can eat it. So it's going to be more expensive. So it's unclear what Reb Meir meant to say. So one suggestion Taisa gives is like the Rambam seems to have learned in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Reb Meir held, Evik Nine Shel Koyin is Zechel B'Truma, that's a mitzvah, and you're causing him to forfeit that mitzvah. So that's part of the blend over here. Then what do the Chachamim disagree? So it's unclear. In Tim Slam, that's what Reb Meir said, what do the Chachamim disagree? They disagree. The Rambam sounds like that this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes. The Chacham hold that it's not a mitzvah. It's only a heter. Could be that the Tosis will insist the Rabbanon also agree that it's a mitzvah. But they hold that the freedom and the possibility to marry and to raise a family, a normal living, way outweighs in a tremendous way, in a lopsided fashion, outweighs all of the chayvos. So that's... That's a little unclear. When Rameir argued the point, and he said that the Evik Nine Shel Koyin is going to lose out on the truma, what exactly did he mean? Did he mean that he's going to be missing a mitzvah? Or did he mean that he'll find food at a less expensive price? That's unclear.
Why does it matter if he can find food at a less expensive price? If he already keeps the Dekhayuso. So if the food is less expensive,
Meir says, what if he's going to run away from the Adon? He's going to be running away from the Adon. So then he'll always find it easy. He'll say, I'm an Evik Nine Shel Koyin, so I can buy Truma, and I don't have to spend so much money to buy Chulin. It'll be Tohar. If he's Tomei, he can't eat Truma. If it'll be Tohar, he'll be able to eat Truma, so it'll be less expensive. Yeah, that's the blend in the story here, what's going on. And then the Gemara said, so Reb Meir says, I'm not so convinced that it's lopsidedly in favor of the schusim. There are a lot of chayvas thrown in over here, so it's not so clear. Because the Evik Nine Shel Koyin is Zechel B'Truma. He's going to be losing out. So the Chacham say, what? Evik Nine is Zechel B'Truma. The Gemara says in the second line from the bottom, "Boy, Zarek Legita Pasale." What are you talking about? The Yodan can give him a get bal karchai. He can be mshachar him if he's here. Can be mshachar him. So what was that argument? So Tosis explained. That's how we usually learn pshat in the Gemara. that whenever you have a blend of schus and chayvon, you're trying to determine, is it basically a case of zach nadam shal b'fanav or ein chavon lo adam ela b'fanav? So whenever the chayva that's blended in could have been brought about anyway without this chus, so that doesn't count as a chayv. The Adon could have fixed them up. He could have fixed his wagon anyway. Could have thrown the get shichah to him anyway. So he didn't have to. It's not the only way to be mishachah the Eved to make it impossible for the Eved to eat the truma is by giving the shtah shichah to the acher to be zeicher. Could have thrown it to the Eved in person. So that's what one pshat in Taisa. That's how we learned the whole sugya like that. That premise in Taisa. Whenever the person had the ability to be cause this chayva, the hefset, even without the act of zochen, then that's not to be considered in the calculation of determining which is worse, the schus, which is stronger, the schus or the chayv. That's the posh of pshat in the Gemara. It's interesting, the Gemara says that if the Yevid runs away, the Gemara says, Shavik leva arik v'yoza le'am. The Gemara says on the last line on the base, if the Yevid runs away, if the Yevid is here, the Yodin throws a mishtah shichar, so he can make mishach of the Yevid bal karchai. But if the Eved runs away, so then the Yodin cannot force him to accept the Shtar Shichra. So then Rabbi Meir claims that to give it a third party to say Zochan Abishlai B'fonov, we're not so convinced that it's a schus. Maybe it's really a chayv. So that, yeah, why? So Rabbi Meir says there are pluses and minuses and so on. And the Chachamim say, what do you mean? But I can sell the Eved, can I need to a Yisrael? The Gemara says on the top of Yud Gim Lamed Aleph on the fifth line, Iboy Shokal Dalet Zizim Yisol Pasalei. Since Ben Kavah Ko the Yodon can be Mapsed the Eved Kenayni Shel Koyin. A Koyin has an Eved Kenayni. Eved Kenayni has the Schus that can eat Truma, whatever that means. Either it's a mitzvah or it's going to be less expensive for him to buy food. So the Gemara says, but that Chayva the Yodon can do anyway by selling the Eved Kenayni to Yisrael. That will be the end of the whole story. So that's what Tosis raises the question, why did Rav Meir make a statement if the Yevid runs away? The Gemara said, Shavik leva arik v'ozel liyama, the Yevid Kenani can run away and he'll continue to eat Truma. So does the Yevid Kenani really have the right to continue to eat the Truma? Maybe the Odom really sold them to a Yisrael. Sounds from the Gemara, since theoretically if the Koyin who owns an Eved Kenayni has the ability to sell him to Yisrael, so therefore that chayva that he's losing out on the possibility of eating truma, that's not to be reckoned as part of the story, the pluses and the minuses, because he could have accomplished that chayva anyway. That's like Tosis interpreted over here. Whatever, if I could have given him to get bal karach anyway, so that's not considered a chayva. So here also I could have sold him to Yisrael, so that chayva doesn't count. So Tosis asks, but from the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like the Eved Kenayni Shel Koyin runs away, and he doesn't know what's doing with the Yodin. He doesn't know whether the Yodin sold him to Yisrael or not. So it sounds like the Eved Kenayni is permitted to continue eating the Truma. So they say, but how does he know? Maybe the Yodin did sell him. Maybe the Yodin sold him to a Yisrael. It sounds from the Gemara, Lochan Amaisi, he may eat Truma. So that's what Taisa said, you have a right to go Basaroy. Which crazy Yisrael is going to want to buy an Eved Kenayni who ran away from the Yodin? How is he ever going to find him? The sugar that from his own. I'm going to sell you an Eved Kenayni. Say, where is he? What does he look like? He ran away. I'll show you a picture. Here, he's very strong, healthy. Yeah. But he ran away. So how much? The Gemara is going to pay $4. The Gemara says, our boy Zuzi, you're going to pay $4. Not going to pay too much more than $4 for him. So Taisa says, the right is that no one's probably going to want to buy him. Yishlam adal shchir shiknei Yisrael me'achas shebarach. That's the bottom line of Taisa. So you have a right, the Eved has a right to go basarayv, that the Odom probably did not succeed in selling him to a non-Kohen. But strictly speaking, if the Odom would succeed in selling him to a Kohen, to a Yisrael, then the Eved would not be allowed to continue eating truma. Okay. Yeah, what's the next Mishnah? Haimer, tenu get zele ishti, shtashich zele avi, umeis. He writes a get for his wife, and he writes a shtashich for the Eved. And he says, do me a favor, please take the get and deliver it to my wife. Please take the shtashuk, give it to the Eved. And the Adon dies before the Shaliach had a chance even to pick it up. So it says, Lo yitnu lahamisa, because ain't shtar lahamisa. There's no shlichas lahamisa. What? He appoints a shlich lahilochas haget, and he dies before the shlich even picks up the get. The shlich didn't even pick up the get to begin to go give it. So there's no get lahamisa, and there's no shtar shichre lahamisa. This is the Mishnah that the Rishonim were bothered with. If you paskin like the Chachamim, the Reb Meir, that to be Meshach and Eved Knayni is Zochin Liyodim Shloi Befonov, so why does it say Lo Yitnu Lachamisa? Why do you have to give it Lachamisa? The other becomes Meshuchar the minute the other person picks it up. So that's what the Rif, and originally Rashi said like that also, that's what they said. The Chachamim, the Reb Meir, only meant to say Ten Get Shichra Zeh Le'Avdi, boy, it can't be chayz, but the Eved is not yet yotze lecheres until it gets shichur, is delivered to the Eved. And that's very difficult. So that's what Tosfos and the Ran, they ask all the kashas against Rashi in the Rif. It can't be. So how do you deal with this Mishnah? It says, I'm a tenu shtah shichur zeh liyavdemes liyitun lahamisa. Why is liyitun lahamisa? So some of the Rishonim said you have to cross out the word zeh. It should say Tenu get shichur le'avdi, not Tenu get shichur zeli avdi. If he says Tenu get shichur zeli avdi, and then the fellow picks it up, the middleman picks it up, and he didn't deliver it to the Eved yet, so the Eved was ready out to the Cheres. He says Tenu shta shichur le'avdi, not ze. He didn't write the shta shichur yet, so he can't write the shta shichur lachamisa. Or even if you have the gears of ze, it means that the middleman didn't pick it up yet. Sure, he didn't pick it up yet. So then he never got to do this Zoch Liyad Mishloi Befano. So that's the din Layitin Lahamisa. There's no get Lahamisa. Tenu mana liish plani ameis yitnu la'achar misa. Why is that? Why is that so? Tenu mana liish plani umeis. A man says, give $100 to Pliny, and then he dies before anybody picked it up for Pliny. So why is Yitnu Lachamisa? I should say also, there's no Kinyan Lachamisa. So the Gemara has a suggestion, maybe we're talking about Ashchid Meira. What's the din of Ashchid Meira? Ashchid Meira is not a din menator, it's a din men the Rabbanon. Div Ashchid Meira kiksuvim v'chim esurin domi. It's a takana men the Rabbanon. We're afraid. Shchid Meira doesn't mean a goses. Shchid Meira means that the Rambam writes. Shchid Meira means a person who's mutal lemishkov. He's lying in bed. He has the flu. But obviously he's nervous about dying. He's nervous that he may die. How do we know that he's nervous about dying? Maybe he's just thinking. He's reviewing in his mind all the people that did him favors, and he said, "Hey, I owe this guy a debt of gratitude." So the Gemara is going to explain. The only time you say this din mid the rabban divish chimer kiksum chinser and dami if he's chaylek kol nachas vapi, he's giving away all of his assets. So why is he giving away all his money? It's not that he remembers, hey, Pliny did me a favor, I'll buy him a present for Hanukkah. I'll give him a matana of hakrasah. You don't give a matana, you don't give away all of your assets. What's going to be with you? So if he's mechalek kol nachasav, he's giving away everything. Matan shchimer abekula is giving everything away. Obviously. He thinks that he's going to die. Or he's only giving a matan shchimer abimiktsas, but he's mitzavah machmas misa. He says, I think I'm going to die. I'm afraid I may die. And I'd like you see to it that give $1,000 to so-and-so. He has millions of dollars, but he says, I think I may die, and I'm afraid it may be forgotten. So don't forget, give $1,000 to so-and-so. Tenu mana l'plein. So if it's a matan shchimer, so then there's a takana m'derabbanan, a divi shchimer. Why they make such a takona? Because we're concerned if you'll insist that you have to have dafke kinyan, like the din deraisa is, that ena mekech nikne bidvarim, that's the first line in the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. Just by saying words, I want to give over ownership of my property to so and so, so the ownership doesn't transfer over, you have to dafke make a maisi kinyan. So that the patient, the one who's sick in bed, this, the aggravation that he has, that the gift that he wants to give to so-and-so may never come about, that may hasten his death. So we tell him, calm down, you don't have to worry, even if no kinyan is made, midirabbanon, we employ the principle of hefke bez nefke, midirabbanon, we say, divrei shchid meira kiksuvim v'chim esurin domi. Yeah, what kind of a din is that? That's violation of the basic din of Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, and the Rambam Hilchot Mechir, Ein HaMekach Nikdem Edvar. So the Gemara in Bava Basra touches it up a little bit. The Gemara tells a story about Issa Giyera. Tosis quotes the Gemara, Bava Basra Kufman Tes. Issa Giyera was a ger, that he was about to die, and he wanted to give all of his assets to his child, who was not this guy, had made a Jewish woman pregnant while he was still a non-Jew, and then he converted later on. So he had a son born to him, but Al Pidin wasn't his son. Gershon is guy cut in Shinaladam, he's not related. If a ger gets married after he converts, and then he has children, so their children are Mesiach HaZachra. So this Issa Giyera made the woman pregnant before he had converted. So the son who was born is not Mesiach HaZachra. At that time he was not Jewish. And this, the mother of the child was Jewish. So the child is going to be born Jewish, and Issa Giyera was a non-Jew at that time, so there's no kurv at all. But biologically, that was his son. So he wanted to give all of his assets to that son. So the Gemara says he wanted to use Divrei Shechivin HaKisuvim with him Surin Domi. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. That Mata Shechivin HaKirusha Shav Yuh HaRabonim. Man Deisi Birusha, Isi Matan Shechivin HaKirusha, Man Deleisi Birusha, Leisi Matan Shechivin HaKirusha. Where do you have an exception to the rule that you can transfer ownership of property without any Maisi Kinyan? Yerusha, a person dies, his assets go over Birusha to the Yorshim, whoever the Yorshim happened to be. His children, his cousins, his nephews, whoever the closest relatives happen to be. So the Gemara says, "Divrei Shechivin HaKisuvim Mechim Surin Domi, Mid the Rabbana." They declared as Kirusha Shav Yuh Rabbana. So the Gemara says, "But Issa Giyora." So let's say if I'm about to die, and want to leave all the Yerusha to you, but you're not my child. I have children who are closer. But if all of my children, all of my cousins, everybody in between would die. So you're Jewish also, so we must be 10th cousins. Ah, you have brothers? If all of your brothers would die, if everybody else would die, so you would yarshin me. The only thing is that there are another million people in between me and you, but if they would all die yet, you would be a yarish. So in the Rabbana they said, Divrei Shechivin HaKirusha Shav Yuh Rabbana. It has a din of Yerusha, but that's only if the two people could have possibly, one could yarshin, and the Kabbal Matana could have possibly yarshin the Shechivin HaKirusha, if all the relatives in between wouldn't be alive. But over here in a million years, this Issa Giyora's biological son is never even going to yarshin the father. The father was not Jewish and the son was Jewish. Then he's not a yarish, even if everybody in between would die out. Issa Giyora's money will become hefker. That's all. It'll become, he's a gershon meis, mainly yarshin. His assets will become hefker. It's never going to go to that son. So that's what the Gemara says, that the institution of Divrei Shechivin HaKisuvim Matan Shchemiras, Divrei Shechivin HaKisuvim Mechim Surin Domi, doesn't apply in such a situation. It's the reason why you don't need a kinyan is Kirusha Shav Yuh Rabbana, is considered a form of Yerusha. What does the Loshen mean? Kisuvim Mechim Surin Domi. What does that mean? It means whatever he wants to give over. Let's say I want to give over karka. I'm about to die. I want to give over karka. So karka is niknas b'shtar. So Divrei Shechivin is considered as if the shtar had been written. And what if I want to give over an automobile? It's considered as if he made a kinyan on the automobile. Do you ever need ksiva umesira? So in rare cases, let's say I want to give over a shtar chayiv. I have a shtar chayiv, I'm about to die, I'm a shechivin. I have a shtar chayiv that says that someone owes me $100. So I want to transfer that shtar chayiv to someone else. So how do you sell over shtar chayiv to someone else? So that's a machloikis satanoim. But the osius nikna is, I have a shtar halvor that someone owes me money. You say osius nikna is b'mesira. Osius nikna is b'ksiva mesira. That's a machloikis satanaim and Baba Basra. So most of the Rishonim have, the Gemara tells you how to paskin, but there are two girsas in the Gemara and Baba Basra, that find Zion. So the most of the Rishonim have the girsa, that's why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin, osius nikna is b'ksiva mesira. If I have, osius means a shtar chayiv that says that someone else owes me $100, $1,000, I want to transfer the shtar chayiv to someone else, see, niksiva mesira, you have to write another shtar, you have to give over this shtar, you have to write another shtar that the chayiv, to the extent of $100 that Reuben owes me, that I have a shtar on, should now belong to you. So you have to give over the shtar that says he owes me the money, plus write an additional shtar. So that's what the Gemara has formulates the statement, Divrei Shechivin HaKisuvim accomplish a kinyan by karka, by metaltalim, by anything that you want to makna, whatever kinyan you need is considered as if you made the kinyan. The reason why it works, believe maisi kinyan, is because kirusha shavi rabbanah. So kirusha works without any maisi kinyan. But the halacha considers it as good as having made any kinyan. So if it's karka that he wants to give over, it's considered as if he made kesef shtar rachazor. If it's metatlum, it's considered as if he made kinyan chotzer, as if he made kinyan chalipin, as if he made kinyan hagbor mashiach, whatever. And if it's a shtar, it's considered as if he made kiksubim lechim surindom. The mishchimer will even work on being maknish tachoyev to a makabal makon. Yeah, here the Tyson says the famous discussion, why does the Gemara have to go so far to say divrei shchimer kiksubim lechim surindom? Don't we have a klal mitzvah the kaim divrei ames? This is quotes a kaim ugal kamon daf tezvav mitzvah the kaim divrei ames. So why do they have to pull in a new din? You have to be a shchimira for that, even if he's not a shchimira. Mitzvah l'kam divrei ames doesn't mean he gave the instructions after he died. If he's dead, he doesn't give instructions. He gave instructions while he's alive. He's alive and kicking, he's walking around. He's functioning very well. He says, after I die, make sure that you give this money to so-and-so. So what do you have to make the guy sick to say that the kinyan works? Divrei shchimira is a din derabbanan, mitzvah l'kam divrei ames also a din derabbanan. Neither is men ha-Torah. So what do you need the whole institution of divrei shchimira kiksuvim lechim surin domi, which only works if he's a shchimira and he's a matan shchimira b'kula, he's giving away all of his assets, or he's mitzava machmas misa, or he says I think I'm going to die and I want to give the matan to someone. So what do you need the whole institution of divrei shchimira? Everything should be covered with the rule, with the principle of mitzvah lekam divrei ames. So that's what Tosis comes up with, the suggestion. And so we paskin la'alocha. Tosis Mabba Basra has a lot of suggestions on this. They're not sure what the correct answer is. But we assume in Shulchan Aruch, we seem to assume that this is the correct answer. You only apply mitzvah lekam divrei ames with hushlash metchila lekach. Let's say now, I say, in the event that I die, I want to give my dear friend, Rabbi Chalap, I want to give him $100,000. But I never gave over $100,000 to anybody. If I give you $100,000 and I say, hold the money for Rabbi Chalap in case it's my money, I always reserve the right to back out. But in the event that I die, I gave you over the money, Hushlish Menchil Elchap was given over, so you give that money to Rabbi Chalap. So then you apply mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. But it's not hushlash. I'm lying in bed and I'm sick and I say, in case I die, I want to give $100 to Rabbi Chalap. It wasn't hushlash mitchila l'kasa. Then the whole din of mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames doesn't apply. Then you have to start working with a new rule. If divrei shchimira kiksum, that's a different takana of the rabban. If divrei shchimira kiksum v'chinsim domi, you don't need hushlash mitchila l'kasa. You don't need that it should be set aside in advance, but you need that it should be a shchimira. If he's neither a shchimira nor hushlish mitchila l'kach, then neither rule applies. Then just because he leaves instructions what he wants to do with his assets after he dies, neither rule will apply. Tosfos has different opinions whether that's correct or not, but that seems to be the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Some of the Achrayim want to say the Shulchan Aruch only says that misofik. Not the Torah's Vada. The Pashtus is not so. The Pashtus says that that's the accepted opinion, what Tosfos says. You only apply mitzvah l'kam divrei ames if it's hushlish mitchila l'kach. If he gave it over to someone else, then the Chachamim said that's like he already let, he took it out of his own rishus. Let's say I put money in a savings account in trust for someone else. That's also hushlish mitchila l'kach. I put away money in trust for this person. So I gave it to the bank. I gave it to the bank and I said, this is in trust for that person. So because man that I'm alive, I always have the right to pull out the money if I put it in trust and it's on my name and on my name in trust for Pliny. So I can always pull it out. But if I die and I didn't pull the money out, so since it was hushlish b'nchila l'kach, so that's a takonim of the rabbanim that the other fellow's cutting. Chaim Oizah has a tshuva. Let's say a person wants to leave money to tzedakah, and he makes a divrei shchimira. He's on his deathbed, The Yemesh Kohen doesn't have to be on his deathbed. He's sick in bed. He's sick in bed, he has the flu. But he says, I think I may die. And he says, in case I die, I want to give $1,000 to this tzedakah, $1,000 to that tzedakah, and then he dies. Would you apply Divrei Shchimra Kiksuv and Chizur Dami? So that was a big machlokes in the days of the Rishonim. You look in the Tshuvas HaRidvah, he has a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'or, based on that Gemara. The Gemara said there in Bava Basra, that Tos is quoted with Issa Giyora on Kuf Mem Tes, that Man Issa Birusha Issa B'matan Shchimra, Man Deleisa Birusha Leisa B'matan Shchimra. So here, let's say, if everybody in the world would die, there'd only be me in this yeshiva. So the yeshiva would yarsha me. It's leisa birusha. If I die, you can yarsha me. If my children are not alive, my cousins are not alive, my uncles, all the relatives are dead. So you're a relative. You're a very distant cousin, 25th cousin or something. Okay, so we're related. So it's man leisa birusha, isa mematan shchimira. An institution is never isa birusha. An institution is not a human being. So should you say that since these two people can never, he could, the institution, the tzedak organization, Yad Eliezer, can never yashin for me. It's not a person. It's not Shaq. We're not related at all. So you say there's no divrei shchimira, or do you say no? Man d'isi birusha isi b'matan shchimira means, all depends on the noisen hamaton. Isi giyore was a ger shemes vein liyorshim. He didn't have the koyecha to be moirish to anybody. But if I am a person, I have relatives. I have the koyach. When I die, I give over the birushas. Even if I'll pick a goy, even if I'll pick an institution, that even if everybody in between would be dead, it's not shaykh that he would yarshin me. He's not Jewish. Or it's an institution. It's not a human being, bechlal. So it's, you don't, that was the machlek with the Rashba and the Ra'or. Do you require, mandisi birusha means the noisen with the mekabov could have been yerusha. There could have been Yerusha if all the people in between would not be alive. What do you say? No. It all depends on the Noisin. If the Noisin, so it only comes to the exclusion of one case, a Ger Shemes, Vein LaYoshim. If the one who died was like Yisra Ger, he died, didn't have a relative in the world. So his death, there was no Koyechav, he wasn't a Morish. He couldn't be Morish to anybody. But as long as he could have been a Morish, then Midrabanan, there's a Takon of Divrei Shchimira, even though the person who's going to receive the money is an institution. So that's a big machlokes. Whether you would apply Divrei Shchimira machlokes the Rashban era, would you apply Divrei Shchimira to such a situation? So Reb Chaim Oizer discusses a little different angle. Maybe you should say mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. Maybe the only time you need hushlosh m'tchila l'kach is if you want to give to a hedyo, to a human being. But if you want to give to tzedakah, since there is a din by tzedakah, amirasa l'gavoya kimsirasa l'hedyo domi, the original Mishnah is in Kiddushin in the first parak, amirasa l'gavoya kimsirasa l'hedyo, is by Hegdish. If you want to donate the matana to Hegdish, I say, all of my svarim should go to Hegdish. So there's no need for a maisa kinyan. Hegdish is kind of without any need for a maisa kinyan. So that's a big machlekes. There was a big machlekes. The Beis Yosef and the Ramah, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah were contemporaries, but they lived in two different parts of the world. Rabbi Yosef lived in Sfas, and the Ramah lived in Krakow, in Poland. So they had a big machlekes. They corresponded with each other on this. Do you apply amirasa l'gavoya to tzedakah? Does it only apply to gavoa, the hegdish, or does it apply to tzedakah? There's a person takes a neder, he comes to shul on a regular basis, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he pledges on Yom Kippur to give $1,000 to the shul. And then till he comes next Rosh Hashanah, he drops dead. He doesn't walk into a shul for a whole year. So he pledged to give $1,000, he died. So what are the Yoshim going to accomplish by donating the money to tzedakah? The father violated the neder, le'yachal dvar. He never gave the money while he was alive. After he died, you can't fulfill any mitzvahs on behalf of the mace. So Fafal said, the Yerushim don't have to give the money, or should I say no? When a person pledges to give money to tzedakah, not only is there a chiyuv mitam neder, and that's his responsibility if he died, so he violated the neder, I say, amirasa lagavoya kimsirasa lehedyadami with respect to tzedakah as well. And the tzedakah was kind of shibudim. So that's a debt. So that tzedakah organization has a right to collect $1,000 from my assets. So that was the big machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. So the Ramah paskins in Choshe Mishpat, and in Yeridei, in Hilchas Tzedakah, he writes in the Choshe Mishpat, he writes in both places, that we paskin amirasa l'gavoya kimsirasa l'hedyadami even applies to Tzedakah. not restricted only to Hekdesh, it applies to Tzedakah as well. So that's why Abchai Moses suggests that since you say Amirasa Lagavoya by Tzedakah, so maybe if you make a mitzvah L'Kaim D'Rameis, I'm not a Shechid Mira, I'm a healthy person. I say, L'Hamer V'Yasim Shani, after I die, I make out a will now, but I'm not a Shechid Mira now. I make out a will, and I write in my will, I want to leave $1,000 for this Tzedakah, $1,000 for that Tzedakah, when nothing was ever Hushlish Metchila L'Kach. Abchai Moses says, maybe since we paskin like the Ramah, that Amirasa LaGavoya Kim Sirasa LaHed Yadami applies to Tzedakas, and maybe that's considered Hushlish Metchila L'Kach. That's what he thinks. That's what Abchai Moshe thinks. If you're leaving money to Tzedakah, so it doesn't have to work with the din of, you don't have to be a Shechid Mira. If you're a Shechid Mira, then it's a machlek is the Rashba and the Ra'ot. Whether you apply the Shechid Mira, whether you say, Kirusha Shav Yirabonon, so here it's not Shaykh to have Yirusha. But let's say the fellow is writing the will, is not a Shechid Mira at all. He's a healthy person. And Taisus' opinion here is accepted that you don't apply mitzvah to Kaim Debra Mez unless it's Hushalish Menchilu Lekach. So maybe by giving to Tzedakah, since Amirasa Lebakim Sirasa, maybe that's the equivalent of Hushalish Menchilu Lekach. So that's what Chaim Eiser is nice to say.
According to the opinion that says that it's only about the nosim, so by Rushus on the kids of Mara, if the guy had a second child afterwards, so he would be able to be able to his first child?
Right, right. You can even give money to the guy. You can give money to an institution, right. The story was that Issachar had no children after he converted, he had no more children. So some Rishonim say that's the only reason why he's Leisa the Yerusha, Leisa the Matnash.
What about his wife?
The wife does not yarshin the husband. Allah says habal yarsh es ishto, but the wife never yarshins the husband. The wife is entitled to the collective suba, but
so
she never gets the yarshin.
If a ger that yarshin dies, all properties have to be removed,
left
alive.
Yeah, everything becomes have to, even though the wife is alive. The wife is entitled to collective suba. There'll be a shiba nechasim. There's a sif in Shulchan Aruch like that. There's a simon, Ayin Reish Hay or something. There's a simon about Gershom Eis mainly Yoshin. So there's a simon that only has one sif. About Achidish Din from the Gemara in Bava Kama, that not only is there Sheba Nechosim, let's say I die, so my wife is entitled to collect the ksuba from the Yoshin. Or let's say I sold all of my karkoes to the Lukuchas, my wife is entitled to collect the ksuba from the Lukuchas. What if I die on a Gershom Eis mainly Yoshin? Everything became Hefke. Is there a concept of Sheba Nechosim on Nichse Hefke? Shiva Nechas means you have a right to take it away from him. There's nobody there. It's Hefke. So the Rashba has a Hechacha from Gemara Bava Kama that there is Shiva Nechas man Hefke. So that's a Simen Nechash Mishpah with one Sif. That if a Gershom Eis mainly Yoshim, there's a Shiva Nechas, whatever money he owed to others while he was alive, so there is a Shiva Nechas on his property, even though the property is all Hefke. So the wife has a right, she has the first crack at collecting the Ksuba, but more than the Ksuba not. If she'll be clever enough, she'll be Kol HaKodim Zoche. Everything is Hefke. So she should grab everything, let it be Zeicha before everybody else. But if she didn't have the presence of mind, then she loses that. She'll only collect the ksuba, she won't collect more. There is no din like that. Bal Yerush is Ishta, it's either the Reis or the Rabbanim, but the wife never yarshins the husband, unless she's a relative. But if she's not a relative, the wife doesn't yarshin the husband. Okay, Lineta tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll have to give the shiur about 10 o'clock. Lineta, I think Thursday also. I have to leave early, so I have to give the shiur also at 10 o'clock. And we'll continue on this tomorrow with the type. It's a little easier.